outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to, what's the day? Tuesday, September 21st. Thank you for joining us. Yes, I did screw up the intro and I played the outro instead.
That was great, though.
But I caught myself.
You know,
quickly.
You put a fresh spin on it, Sam.
There you go, you see? So we start the show from the end and we go backwards to the beginning. Can you imagine? Maybe we should do that sometime.
Start
you know?
It.
Like, plan the show. And just talk about topics backwards, you know. We don't have to speak backwards, but just, you know, take the topics and move backwards.
I like that creativity.
That would take, a lot of practice, I guess.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So how are you doing this morning?
Good. I'm drinking a lot of water with cayenne pepper and lemonade in it.
Oh, sounds like the, what's
master
it called?
Cleanse.
The master cleanse.
But I'm just not that dedicated. So, you know, I broke down yesterday and had like a drumstick chicken, chicken wing. And then I was like, screw this. And so then I had like a tortilla.
Do you think this stuff really works? I mean, it's like fasting.
No, know? No. Well, no, it is a fast. Here's the thing. I've got my reunion this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have not been online. I just have not been on the game. And I was like, ah, screw it. I'll just do this cleanse. And I've done it before. It's good if you need to literally just cleanse, which is what it's meant for, not to lose weight. Or it's good if you need it for like a last minute, just slim down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not that ambitious. I just really don't care.
Yeah.
I thought I cared. And then I was like, man, that chicken smells.
Uh-huh.
Give me a bite. You know what I mean? That's how it went down. But I'm still drinking it and just not eating a lot of junk.
Yeah. So it does have, like, syrup in it, right?
This
What's it
doesn't.
Called? The maple syrup?
Yeah, this is a little bit. This actually has a little honey in it. I like
honey
to too. Roll with it and do my own thing.
Yeah.
Rearrange the whole components. And
what does it taste like? I mean, is it disgusting?
No, it just tastes like a spicy lemonade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's actually not bad at all.
Okay.
It's fine. But no, I mean, I don't advocate not eating. I think it's, I mean, who advocates not eating? You should eat.
Yeah.
But I'm just not eating till this weekend. Try not to eat. If I try really hard to not eat, then I'll end up eating a little. Like, it never really fully works.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I got to cut.
But how much weight do you think you're going to lose in a couple of days?
No, know? I'm not going to lose really anyway. I'm going to de-bloat.
Okay.
You know, like,
well,
I'll
you're
be,
just de-bloating.
Yeah, I'm going to be not as, like, puffy. Like, I got big cheeks. And my cheeks will go down a bit.
Yeah?
You know?
Yeah, your cheeks are fine. Relax.
No, I've got big cheeks. Like, they're kid cheeks. And when I smile, it's like you... Sometimes you can't see my eyes. And I'm playing. But no, they're big. They're big, like, fluffy cheeks. Sometimes, certain pictures, like, sometimes I smile. It looks like I still have, like, it looks like I have a ham sandwich packed in my cheeks.
Uh-huh.
But whatever.
You okay, know, I beg to differ, but what do I know, right?
Yeah, what do you know? No, I'm just playing. I like
the red scarf. It adds a lot of color to you.
Yeah, I have five different patterns on right now. Because
you do, huh?
I have a whatever this is and this is. Yeah, polka dots, and I have some other dots. We have tandem parking at my apartment, and so I parked behind somebody quickly that I share a space with. Well, we rotate the space. Anyway, long story short, he needed to leave and was banging on my door this morning, and I was in the shower. And so I had to run out there, you know, all sop and wet, move my car, and then I just threw all this together when I came in.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, people that are listening, they don't care because I don't see it.
Yeah.
You don't have to see my puffy big cheeks.
Yeah.
Or my five different pattern outfit. So booyah.
Booyah to you.
Booyah to you. That was so funny, Sam. I was like, Sam trying to be young. Booyah to you.
Those flash on the computer there.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, yeah, I know. I did that yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving for everybody. I'm leaving this week to go to my high school reunion.
Mm-hmm. How exciting, huh?
You know what? I am excited. I have so much on my plate right now that it's funny. I should have been focusing on this and getting it, because I'm going there to perform. I mean, I'm going there to see everybody, but I'm also the entertainment for the last night. We're doing a banquet. So I'm doing a stand-up routine, about 30 minutes. And I had all these big plans to want to make it like this really fun roast where it's like, you know, who's most likely to succeed, who really did succeed, and make jokes, everything lighthearted. But, you know, like instead of like most likely to succeed, most likely to conceive, all these who most likely to become a felon. And it was going to be like a gag answer. So one of the girls in our class that was always like number one in math and science, I was going to be like, she's most likely to become a felon, you know, make jokes like that because she's smart. Yeah. So everything was going to be funny. Anyway, well, I kind of got the kibosh on that because apparently a lot of people that are attending have become really, really insecure with even going. Like, they're so nervous. A lot of people aren't coming.
And yeah, people that are, haven't really accomplished much, and they're probably embarrassed to come there.
Well, at the end of the day, it's
a roast is for someone that you know, you know?
Well, this was going to be more roasting, quote-unquote, high school than the idea of high school. It really wasn't about anyone particular, but I was going to be highlighting a few people, and there were going to be jokes, but everyone was going to know about the joke, and it was going to be lighthearted. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was only going to be about 10 minutes, and I was going to do comedy anyway. But, you know, they've got a lot of feedback from people that, not about me, but just really insecure anyway, that probably would be, you know, scared if their name was called out, even if it wasn't mean, you know. So I'm not doing that approach, so now I'm just going to do my normal stand-up routine, which is fine, and I'll make some jokes about me, because I'll be like, do you know who I am?
That's plenty of material right
there. I'm telling you. I'm like, you guys know who I am? You may have seen this face on the Bush's Best Baked Beans commercial. Oh, yeah, because I did a commercial out here for Bush's Best.
You did?
Yeah. And the people did see it. It was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should post it on YouTube.
I don't even know where it is. I can't find it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody cares that much. But it was funny. I was doing like comedy in it. So it wasn't like I was just, you know, playing a role. I was doing some funny bits.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
I don't know, like a year ago?
Really?
A year and a half ago? Something like that. I don't remember. And I was on a Last Comic Standing promo. Just a little bit they used. And it was so not anything to brag about. It wasn't anything you'd ever like. And none of this stuff is, if you live in L.A., you don't brag about this stuff because it's
not a big deal.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, you know, oh, cool, you're working on it, but it's, you know.
Yeah, everybody does.
Everybody's doing stuff. Yeah. And anyway, but it's funny because when you're from a small town, they really celebrate that stuff, which makes you feel good.
Right.
But you kind of feel like a fraud because you know it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And I was on a reality show.
Uh-huh.
I did one episode on a reality show. It was really stupid.
Really? How come you never told us about that?
It was like when I was 24, like 23, 24. And it was so dumb. And I was so embarrassed that I even did it.
What was it? Like a dating show?
It was like a dating show. I didn't know it was a dating show. They told everybody it was something different.
Really?
Yeah. They told one girl it was the American Idol on MTV. They told me I was going to do my comedy and my impersonations. And then we got on there. It was like a dating show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so weird. But I needed the cash, so I did it anyway.
Yeah.
But people back home saw that, too. So I'm going to make all these cheesy jokes about how, do you know who I am? You might have seen me on this, this, and this. Don't be intimidated. I don't bite. You know, like, but make jokes about that. And then I'm going to go into my routine. But it was funny because even 10 years later, people are really still nervous and insecure about the perception of others and showing up and showing out. And I guess high school reunions are fun to find out where people are, but at the same time, I mean, what do you expect? Everybody's supposed to become the president. Everybody's supposed to become a millionaire. I mean, what is the expectation? How about just like grow up and still be living as a mammal and, you know, maybe have a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be overdrawn or whatever. You know, maybe just be normal. How about just be a normal human?
Yeah, I suppose you could, you know. I suppose you could.
But you never went to a reunion, did you?
No, I never have, and I wish I had, you know, but I was never notified of any reunions, so nobody could track me down, probably. But I went to high school in Vegas, and I bet you everybody was, like, gone by then, you know.
Oh,
it's a very transient town.
Yeah. They're posting a lot of photos from high school and junior high on people's Facebook profiles and tagging people, and they've done a few with me, and I've removed the tags just because it freaked me out. But they're fun pictures, and... But I'm going through these photos, looking at everyone's photos from back in the day, and you really get transported to those days, mm-hmm. and the way you saw those pictures of those people.
Right.
So I started getting like, I fucking hate high school. Mm. This is so crappy. Like, I just started having those feelings because I'm looking at all these photos. Like, and I'm sorry for cussing, guys. I got to quit cussing. But basically, you know, for me, high school was not, it was definitely, I wouldn't even say it was love-hate because there wasn't that much passion in it. It was like a time of being awkward and being different, and I was really funny.
Were you pretty social in high school?
I mean, I think if you were to ask people, they would say yes, and they would say, yeah, she was well-known, but I really didn't have a lot of close friends.
Right.
I didn't have a specific group I belonged to. I was very, I felt very removed.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was pretty much like I am now, but I didn't have the confidence and I didn't understand that, oh, I'm this weird, funny, kind of crazy girl. I didn't really understand that.
Right. Yeah. You're still a kid in high school.
Yeah. So you don't really get it. You're like, why am I not like them? Why am I not like them?
Yeah.
You know, I was a
But
kid.
You know, even if you had friends and stuff, you know, after 10 years, people change, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
because you forget why you're friends with them, you know, and.
Well, a lot of those girls are still friends. It's
yeah,
Texas,
but in those
you know?
Circumstances, you know, I mean, it's like you were a kid and you meet these people, you have things in common. But 10 years later, you meet them and you go, I've got nothing to say to this person.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll see what we have to say. I mean, a lot of them have moved on to be married and have kids, and that's really awesome. And, you know, I mean, I think it's just a time for people to come together and, I don't know, I don't really feel like reminiscing. I literally just want to say hi to people and perform.
Right.
And I love parties, so you know me.
Yeah. You just want to perform. That's it. You want people to love you.
I love doing gigs. I love performing. But, I mean, I think it's going to be – I mean, there are people I want to see.
Yeah.
There's definitely – it's not – and it's not going to be like the Kara show. I reassured them that, too, because I don't want them to feel like – no, it's
You're
not.
You're going to hijack the show.
Yeah. No, I don't want it to be like, oh, she came all the way out here just so she can perform and look at me, you know. I'm making it funny. And if you see my stand-up, which – you haven't seen it, but if you've actually seen my stand-up, I'm like a huge clown, and it's high energy, and it is not the most... It's funny, but I don't look like the coolest girl doing stand-up. I mean, I'm a goof, you know, so...
Right, yeah. Just try not to steal the spotlight from everybody, you know?
I'm not going to.
No, I know, but they might feel that you do. You know, that's why... Okay, but you're going to do like half an hour.
I'm only doing half an hour, and it's for entertainment, so people know I'm coming to do my routine.
Okay, well, that's cool, you know?
Yeah.
Of Kira?
What'd you say?
Show what has become of Kira.
Look at me, everybody.
Yeah, 10 years later, I'm a fucking clown.
Well, I'm actually good at it, so... Clown is the word to use to say that, you know...
What?
I'm not like this. Yeah, I'm not like this prissy diva on stage. Uh-huh. It's funny, so it could relax people if they're But here's probably.
Well, you make sure it gets videotaped and put it on YouTube or something.
Okay.
You know, so we can all see it.
But also, you know, I'm sure nobody really even cares. So that's the better point.
Why?
No, I'm saying in high school, like nobody's sitting around going, "Oh, I wonder what she's gonna do."
Oh, I see. Okay,
like we're talking about it because I'm telling you about my life, but they're not. Nobody's that concerned with other people.
Yeah.
Isn't that true? It's the most novel concept. I mean, unless you're some celebrity, people really don't sit around wondering about your insecurities and what's going on with you. People don't think that. Do you?
No, they're too busy with their own.
Exactly.
Stuff. Yeah.
I think that's pretty liberating.
Yeah.
So when people are insecure or embarrassed or nervous, nobody's sitting around really going, oh, I wonder where this and I wonder that.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's too self-centered to do that.
Yeah, it's like sort of pretentious to think everybody's thinking of you every moment of
the day. Well, it's an insecurity, but yeah, it is. It's kind of like overly self-importance.
Right.
Yeah, so I think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
As I sit here talking about the show.
Yeah.
But I'm just updating you guys on what's going on.
Okay.
So
you're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, it was kind of an unexpected thing.
And you'll be back Tuesday.
Be back Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we doing a show Tuesday? I mean, will you be here?
I'll be here Tuesday.
You'll be here Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
we wish you a lot of fun. I'm sure you're going to have a blast.
I'm going to have
a blast. Reunions are cool. I don't know. Do you have like a few friends that you are going to see?
Oh, there's actually a lot of people I'd love to see. I mean, not on a close, intimate level, but just to see how they're doing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Some people have kids that their kids look super cute.
Mm.
A girlfriend that I went to high school with, her son is like a little singer and he loves Justin Bieber and does all these dances and sings. I'm sure he's going to be awesome to meet. And then, some of the guys got really hot and some of the girls got really hot.
Yeah. How do you know? I mean, have you seen them? over the years?
No, Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
But we'll have the Facebook meeting of the minds.
Yeah, exactly. Remember, the pictures on Facebook don't look like they're...
Yeah. I put up some photos and I said, come to the reunion to see this real thing. Yeah. So,
well, that's cool.
It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a couple dudes that get kind of cute.
Ah.
Yeah. So we'll see.
But
think.
You won't be able to do anything about it.
I won't, but you know what? I'll still get to look.
There. Yeah. You going to take your boyfriend with you?
I am. I was like, I need you to not, I said, I need you to like be patient and not be all like irritated.
I don't think
there.
You should come. I don't,
you don't
think
so?
You should come. No, because you see, when you take a spouse or, you know, whatever with you, they can get jealous, you know, and because when you're there, you don't want to have to worry about entertaining someone else. You want to be into your own stuff, and he won't know anybody, you know, he won't be into it, and he'll just be like disappointed that you're not paying attention to him. Trust me on that. Go by yourself.
Well, he already bought the tickets. I mean, he's got to come.
Yeah.
And I don't see him that often, so I don't want to spend the
whole
weekend.
No, I know, but...
Well, that's the thing. This is a three-day event.
Oh, really?
I mean, sorry, it's a two-day event, but there's three events.
Right.
And because I'm entertaining and I'm part of it, I guess, considered the committee, I have to be at all the events.
Right.
And, like, I'm not into football. I hate it.
Right.
I told one of the girls, I'm like, how tacky is it if I just don't show up to this because I loathe football.
So one event is football game?
We're going to a freaking homecoming game.
Oh, really?
At the high school.
Really?
And you can't have alcohol.
Well, that's not a big deal. But to go to a homecoming...
But if you don't like it...
Yeah.
But they're like... And then we're going to a bar afterwards, which will make up for it.
Yeah.
And that's
I don't
Friday
know about
night.
The football game, though.
I know. I hate football.
How does that bring people together?
They're like, they're like homecoming. Everybody loves homecoming, right? And it's a way to reunion. It's Texas. Like, and that's another thing is... The whole 10 years, I've pretty much been out here.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 10 years I've been out here in November.
Mm.
It'll be 10 years that I've been in L.A.
Right.
Cannot believe I'm saying that. And that 10 years, I haven't been in Texas. And it's just different kind of living in a different location with a different climate of culture, you know, and then going back there and
it's like another world.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like they're under rocks, so they're not up on stuff. They're totally up on things. It's just the day-to-day living is very different,
right?
You know,
yeah,
which is fun, and it's kind of fun to share what's different and go back and see what's different with them. But it is
sort of like the land that time forgot, you know?
No, it's not like they're under sticks. This is Houston,
right,
so I mean,
right.
It's a small town outside of Houston, but it's still like, you know, they're up on things. But it's still, like, culturally, it's just different.
Right.
So.
Okay, well, you'll go and you'll see what's going on.
I'm going to bring a hidden camera.
Yeah. A hidden camera?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So you guys can see it. See what's going on.
And take
a regular
camera.
You know what I really want to do is I want to be like, if you were a mean bitch in high school, stand up right now. I want you to own it.
Really?
I'm not going to do it.
No?
No, but there were some mean bitches in
high
school.
Yeah, you don't want to do it. Yeah, and remember, they were in high school.
Yeah,
now
they need
they're
grace,
gonna be
too.
Different people.
They're humans, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, have fun.
Yeah. No, I'm not
sure
going to do that.
Will.
If you are listening and you're, because some of them, listen, if you're listening, it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody's going to be happy.
How do you know that?
Well, because we're going to have a good time, and I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm
good.
Just saying it for the radio's sake.
Good.
So don't get all stressed.
They'll start throwing eggs and tomatoes at you.
No, I don't want anybody turning on me. Oh, I heard your show. Mm-hmm. I heard your show.
Yeah. So, guess what? Lindsay Lohan is going back to court.
Shocker!
Because she failed a drug test.
Yes, she had...
She tweeted about it, too.
What did she tweet?
She said that, you know, she was... she acknowledged that she failed a drug test and stuff. So now she's going to have to go back to court by Friday, and they're probably going to send her back to jail or something, you know?
A friend of mine told me that, and I don't know if this is true, but that cocaine lasts about 2 to 3 days in your system.
Mm.
So I don't know if they do random drug tests or if she had a scheduled
drug test. Yeah, those are random.
It wasn't a scheduled drug test?
No, I don't think so.
So I'm thinking, if it's a scheduled drug test, how did this girl not just...
No, those are random. They're random. But, you know, but that's the thing, and she says this. She says, substance abuse is a disease which unfortunately doesn't go away overnight. I'm working hard to overcome it, and I'm taking positive steps. So, Yeah, I mean, it just shows you how difficult it is to quit something, you know, because now she knows the consequences. She knows what's going to happen. It's not pleasant, and yet she still does it, you know. So I'm telling you, addiction is a very, very cruel disease.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good, I mean, that's a really solid point that, you know, she's, but did she really put enough time into rehab? Did she really?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know, you know. I mean, it's not like you're going to feel sorry for her, but you can try and understand.
No, I think it makes sense. I mean, if you're constantly battling something and then you're set free and you're expected to not do it.
Right.
I mean, it's different if you've done it recreational and you got caught versus you're in a, you're an addict to
right.
something.
Yeah. That's the thing, you know, and, I, you know, again, the problem is not her abusing drugs. It's having driven drunk and getting caught. But at the same time, you know, she's obviously got these problems. She's already involved in this. And, you know, she can afford any help that she can, you know, that she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a vicious thing. Well, that's sad. I mean, and then Paris Hilton went to the court and they had that. Did you see that? She was busted with cocaine.
Right.
And she's pulled over and she...
In Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I heard somebody this morning say on the radio, they were like, I'm so tired of these celebutantes getting on the news and talking about this and talking about that and almost going to jail or going to jail. It's just like, leave us alone. We don't need to hear it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I actually understand that, you know, not to judge them specifically, but it's just, you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of problems out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised if, like, you know, Paris Hilton maybe possibly... just need a little press.
Yeah, that's possible too. But, you know, I mean, they were pulled over and the cops smelled marijuana coming out of the car, you know, so they started searching them. And she claimed it wasn't hers. It was her purse, but she claimed it wasn't hers, you know.
Yeah. I just don't know how those excuses work on other people. You know what I mean? Like, if you're just an average Joe.
Yeah.
And you get pulled over, do you get that much... You know.
Well, no, but I don't think she was given any break here. You know, obviously they're taking. She's going to have to be in court, right?
No, she went to court. She's going
to
do community service, and she's got parole, probation.
See. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm not saying I want to see any of them in jail. I mean, I hate that, but I'm just saying the coverage and the fact that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're society enamored with celebrities. You know, you're not going to make that go away.
Also, it's funny. I was in a coffee shop line the other day, and I overheard this guy saying, "Did you hear about that the pastor or something that's burning the books, the Quran books?"
Right.
He's like, "What is it with the media? It's like this guy's hijacking all the headlines." He's like,
right.
"Are we going to give press to every schizophrenic out there?" And
yeah,
I started thinking.
But the thing is, it could have caused a lot of problems. You
no,
know?
But I think it's like, you know, it recognize when crazy's crazy and just leave it alone and let the guy fizzle out or let somebody deal with them. I mean, it's just, you know, hijacking headlines. I thought, you know, that's a really big point as we sit here and talk about all this stuff.
Yeah, well, crazy or not, you know, I mean, they had protests in Afghanistan and shit because of it, even though it didn't happen. You know, so you don't know what would have happened. I mean, these people are very extreme, you know, so you don't want to.
Well.
You don't want to stoke the fire. That's what I say. But, yeah, I mean, that's news, you know. It's newsworthy. So that's why the media covers this. I mean, yeah, there's ways to hijack the media. But if you can, you're a genius. What can
did
I say?
You, did you hear about this, though? Bethany Storrow used acid attack.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So it says the woman who faked an acid attack on her face wanted to kill herself or cause such severe deformities that she could warrant getting an entirely new face, according to the court documents.
Mm.
Quote, when I realized it wasn't killing me, I thought maybe this was an answer to all my problems. 28-year-old Bethany Storrow said in her statement to police to have a completely different face. She's now faces charges of second-degree theft for accepting donations in the wake of the fake acid attack.
Right. That's why she did it, they say, so she could collect some money from donations and shit. So that's why she's accused of theft, because she took money that she didn't really deserve.
Wow.
I don't know. I didn't read about the fact that she was trying to commit suicide or anything.
She said Storrow's facial skin seemed to be burned, but it was an uneven pattern all over her face. It did not appear to be a splashing injury.
Mm.
It seemed to have a mud mask or cosmetically applied mask appearance to it.
Right. No, I see. They are saying that she was trying to kill herself.
Yeah.
First. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, you've got to be crazy, crazy, crazy. She wanted to either kill herself or she wanted to get she wanted plastic surgery because she didn't like herself?
Probably. She doesn't seem very pretty anyway, so.
She was actually a pretty girl prior to that. She
you
was,
think
was,
so?
Yeah, she was fine. There was nothing wrong with her.
Mm.
Yeah, that's it's basically saying, you know, there wasn't any burns to her hands, her neck, or her eyes, so it looked
yeah, like it was calculated or something. Yeah.
During her admission, which spanned anyway, that was just kind of nuts. She spent more than $25,000 in donations that she had garnered from her story.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, man.
She purchased dinner for her parents, stuff at Target, clothes for herself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Her account has $20,000 in it, they said.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that they really,
do, you know?
I mean, they really, like, had to do some research, though, to really continue to look into the fact that she, you know, this was a fake, fraudulent attack.
Do you think she wanted attention? Like, what's a disease called where people want to be, you know, they want sympathy because they're sick all the time or something?
I think that's a hypochondria. No, hypochondria is just, well, like, there's a, like, I think my mom has it. It's called Munchausen syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
Right. And basically, you don't feel loved or needed unless there's a crisis. And,
right.
But I think Munchausen is directly linked to people's kids.
Mm.
They will put their kids in dangerous situations in order to rescue and save them or to garner attention.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think my mom did stuff like that. She always had weird stuff. Like, she took us to the doctor when we weren't sick.
Uh-huh.
So I pretended to throw up just for the dramatic effect.
Really?
But I wasn't sick. No, I mean, I was a kid. I just remember we were always going to the doctors, or she was going to the doctors, and she's had several surgeries. And I'm like, for what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, she's always got something wrong. It's weird. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Now, she doesn't live in Texas anymore, right?
No, yeah. She didn't. She doesn't live
so you're not going to see her when you go back?
No.
Are you going to see your family?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to see
my
aunt, my brothers.
What about your dad?
I probably won't because I'm not going to be there very long. Mm. And, I mean, you know, he's...
You guys are not that close.
We're not that close, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I love him. I don't hate the guy or anything.
Right, right.
But, yeah. It's just really, it's always about 10 minutes and it's like a conversation that's strained.
Yeah, and then it's over, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he's actually a really cool man. I mean,
right.
we just don't... You know when you just don't connect with somebody?
Yeah. Yeah,
but,
it's unfortunate not to connect with your parents, you know, but...
Yeah,
maybe they have themselves to think about it, you know? I mean, I don't know. You know, let them... I don't know, man. It's hard for me to imagine, you know? Like parents not being close with their kids, but it happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's true. It does. But no, I mean, we're not, like, on bad terms. It's just
Do you feel it's affected you in any way?
Well,
I mean, with both your parents, you don't really have close
There's no way that, I mean, everything affects everybody. So there's absolutely an effect. Do I know mm-hmm. that exactly how? Not necessarily. I don't know. I mean, parents were always a point of chaos and stress.
Mm-hmm.
I always heard arguing, yelling, screaming. They were always mad at us for something.
Yeah.
My mom was always sick. Even when I'm talking separately, like even living with my mom or living with my dad, and then his relationships or her relationships, it was always chaos.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have enough chaos in my life as it is, but I mean, I just never ever wanted to, live their kind of lives or live in that way.
Right.
Like my ex-stepmom, she lived with us. We grew up with her for a big chunk of my teenage years. And, you know, she had an affair with my dad. It was really brutal. And she was just, I think she's just a tortured person. You know, some people just have a lot of just past stuff and things they haven't healed from. I think she just has a lot of stuff like that. But she was kind of a tyrant to live with.
Yeah.
You know, really angry and really, you know, pissed off. And, you know, you're a girl. You don't understand it growing up. I'm not saying I was a perfect kid, but, you know, she would be very competitive with me. I mean, she had a daughter, too, but she'd be very competitive with me for my dad's attention.
Oh, really?
It was really weird. So,
yeah.
Basically, when I was growing up with my dad, it basically progressed into where I could not be alone with my dad and talk to him. If she walked into a room...
And, she would interfere or...
Or she would get angry. Like, we would stop talking if she came in her room.
Oh, really?
And we would, like, go our separate ways.
Wow.
It was really tense.
Yeah.
It was almost like...
Is she still married to her?
No. But, I mean, it was really tense because, I mean, she'd come home, and if she's in a bad mood and my dad and I are in the same room, we would just leave just proximity of one another because she's insecure. And she would think that we were talking about her. And as a kid growing up, you're like, that's a total different kind of love. The kind of love my dad has for me is not the same as he has for you. And she was really threatened by that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Insecure bitches, man. You know, I mean, just get a little perspective. You know, it's a kid. She's a kid. But she would accuse me of doing things that I didn't have the brain capacity to formulate.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid, mm-hmm. like, I remember the day they were finalizing their marriage, because they didn't really have a wedding. They went to, like, a city hall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I went to stay the night at a friend's house at a slumber party, and all of the kids' moms were picking them up the next day. And I remember calling my dad, like, I need you guys to come pick me up because the slumber party's over. She accused me of planning to go to this slumber party on this day and stay the night because that's the day they were getting married, and she wanted me. She thought I was trying to break it up.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah.
I don't even think 3 hours ahead.
Yeah, I would imagine step parents is a difficult thing.
Yeah. She was crazy. I mean, she was really, really crazy. But she's tried to contact me a few times through Facebook. And I don't hate her anymore, but I mean, I don't trust her.
Yeah.
And she wanted to be buddies on Facebook. And I was like, yeah, I just can't do this.
Yeah. I'll pass.
I put a posting up and she would be, I just feel like people are weird when they get older too. It's like, they don't want to look at reality. And it's one thing to say you've grown past this and you've moved on, but it's another thing to say this didn't happen.
Right.
And there's a lot of that I find that goes on with people as they get older. They're like, well, we love you. I'm like, what does that mean? You don't even know me. You know, I've got relatives, they're like, we love you. I'm like, why? You don't even know me.
But you're a family member. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, but they don't know anything about me.
Yeah, but they may miss you from when you were younger.
Well, then deal with that. That's your own issue.
Why? But
don't
they're
put
trying
it on
to
me,
get closer
like,
to you.
No, they're not. Not saying I love you. Getting close to somebody is picking up a phone and calling them or, like, you know, sending them letters or keeping in touch.
Yeah.
It's not. There's just so much sentiment is what I'm saying. I think it's fake. It's weird.
Well, maybe they're trying to feel you out before they call you, you know,
see
if you're even interested in them.
No, it's just weird. It's like fake forced intimacy. It's this, well, we are supposed to say we love you, so we say we love you 5 times. We love you. Oh, my gosh. Make me want to throw up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So you only have your aunt and your brothers, really, that's your family, right?
Well, those are the people I'm closest to. But, I mean, I have another aunt. I have other aunts and cousins that are really cool. I'm not as close.
Right.
And they don't live that close. I actually have a really cool aunt who lives next door to my Aunt Deborah. Her name's Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really cool. And Wendy and I became very close, actually, when Deborah had an aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
So she and I were, you know, taking shifts at the hospital and stuff. And Wendy's hysterical. But she's kind of a recluse. She doesn't like to go out or do a lot of stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I'll always try to get her to go to, like, a strip club. She's like, no, I'm not going
to
go. I just like to ruffle her feathers. She's really funny, though.
Yeah.
She's a writer. She loves writing and very funny, but she loves to drink boxed wine.
No.
So I call her Wine Box Wendy. And she's cool because she's just down to earth and normal.
Yeah.
You know, there's none of this weird crap, but she's just like.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
She'll be like, you want a shot?
Yeah.
But she's not drunk, but she's really cool. And then my little brother's there now. And then both my little brothers, one's 21, the other one's 27.
Yeah.
And they both have girlfriends. And they both live with their girlfriends. They have like, they have live-in relationships. I think that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess I should consider myself fortunate, you know, because in my family, we've always been close. Everybody has no fights or anything, you know, talking to him. And so I was fortunate in that way, you know. Unfortunately, we just spread around the world, you know. My parents are in Israel. One of my brothers is there. You know, my other brother is here and I'm here. So, you know, it's kind of tough. But at the same time, you know you have that support. And the people love you and stuff, and it helps, you know. It really does.
No, that's good. You know, I always feel like God provides in many ways. And, I mean, I've always had great friends and the people that are in my life. I mean, I'm really grateful for them. And I don't really feel like I've ever had a lack. Mm-hmm. There's been some chaos there, but, you know, everybody's got a story.
Yeah.
And I always look at it like you talk to one person and your story may, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it happened. And then you talk to another person, that is nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just – it's hard to kind of wrap my hands around it because it could have been a lot worse. And then it wasn't that great, but it really wasn't that horrible either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's all relative.
It's
you know?
So relative. It's really yeah. hard to, but I mean, it is weird because I mean, if you have friends and stuff, and everybody has a seemingly structured family mm-hmm. unit, and the mom shows up and the dad shows up, that's weird when you're like not the kid with that.
Right. Right.
That's weird.
Yeah,
but
I would imagine.
You know, I mean, I got through it. I guess for me, the biggest thing about growing up was it was always a feeling of just get through it.
Mm.
It wasn't an enjoyable.
Yeah.
Savor this. It was like, just get through it and get out of the house.
Yeah.
It was always like, just get out of the house. Get out of the house.
Yeah. See, that would affect, you know, a kid's self-esteem, you know, big time.
Well, I mean, I don't think I'm hurting in the self-esteem apartment. Let's be honest, people. I think what it's done, I think that, I mean, again, I think that God kind of uses things for good. So, because I don't have that same kind of my family. It's like I have a certain kind of freedom and adventurous spirit that mm-hmm. I can kind of go and do whatever. Whereas I know a lot of people that they would love to see the world. They'd love to move and live in different places, but they're never going to leave their family.
Right, exactly.
And I find that
yeah.
to be jail. I'm like, are you kidding
yeah.
me? Or people that this is what they know. This is what they're expected to do. So they never.
Yeah, but you see, maybe it's hard for you to understand, but, you know, I mean, when people are close with family, that's the most important thing to them. So they won't necessarily move, but they want to retain their family connections. You
and
know?
I understand. I mean, maybe I don't, but I don't know. You've got to live your life.
You've
got to live your life, and I think that, I mean, it's one thing if your family member is sick and you're taking care of them or you go and visit them, but living for them to be around them on a day-in, day-out basis,
it's not living for them. You know, you live for yourself, but you like to be with your family. I mean, that's your, like, structure, you know?
Well, if that's what you really want to do, then do it.
Yeah.
But if you really want to do something else and you're not because of that, then to me that's not right.
Yeah, well, life is not just about living in different places, you know? Some people they don't need to leave.
I'm not talking about those people. The people that love where they live and they love being in their family and they don't have any longing to do this or that, well then mm-hmm. great, more power to you. But if there's somebody that really wants to explore or do this or do that and they're mm-hmm. not doing it because of this comfortability, I don't right. think that that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like you're holding yourself back.
I see. Okay.
I mean, you didn't do it.
I didn't do what?
You didn't stay in Israel?
No, that's true, but that wasn't really, I mean, I was young, you know, so it wasn't really my decision. I mean, it wasn't against my will, but I'm not the one that said, hey, I'm going to get up and leave my family, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a good idea at the time, and I'm glad they did, you know.
Were you sad?
Were
you sad that they...
Not at all, because I was 16, you know, I mean, I was looking for adventures and shit, you know, so, yeah. And I was having some problems with my dad because I dropped out of school and I got a job, and he wasn't happy with that at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that was like a difficult time. And then he came up one day and he said, well, do you want to go to the States? I said, wow, that's a good idea. You know, so...
What was your first experience of, like, moving to Las Vegas? What did you feel like?
Well, I really enjoyed it. You know, I mean, I looked forward to it. You know, it's... I mean, you move into America. It's like a dream come true. And I had the best time. You know, I never, like, stopped to think, maybe this is not good. Maybe
but,
I'm
I mean, what was your, like... What was your experience as far as you moved there and, like, was it a culture shock or was it...
Well, obviously, you know, but I mean, I was going to high school and I was a junior in high school.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah. And I went and the schools are totally different from the way they were in Israel, you know, so I had to get used to it. But it wasn't hard. Like, for example, you can drive here at 16, where in Israel you couldn't. So at 16, I already had a car. I was driving to school. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. You know?
Yeah, did you feel so
They
cool?
had smoking areas in school. Do you remember that?
No.
In high school?
No, really?
Yeah. They had smoking areas, and people would go there and smoke.
I didn't think it was legal.
It's so weird to think about it now, you know? What do you mean it's not legal?
No, I didn't think it was legal for somebody in high school to smoke.
That's true, huh? If you're under 18, it's not legal.
Yeah, so were the laws back then?
Maybe they were different.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't have those laws. You're talking 1977.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a long time
ago.
That
was probably a fun time to go to high school in the 70s.
It was. It really was, you know?
It seems like it's kind of a fun rock and roll.
It was sort of like a carefree time, you know? I didn't have my family here so I could do what I want.
But you stayed with who?
With my relatives for about a year, and then I moved out with a girlfriend.
Oh, at 18?
17.
You moved out with a girlfriend at 17?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did you guys go?
We just rented an apartment, and we each had a job, and that's it, you know? We played house.
How long did that last?
Not very long. About a year and a half.
And then who broke up with who?
She cheated on me. So I got rid of her.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, kicked her in the ass, threw her out the window, pretty
kicked
much.
Kicked her in the ass, threw her out the window. It's crazy, Sam.
But it's 17. Affected me. It's affected my life, you know? I
really?
Mean, I was, yeah. I think that's one of the reasons why I never cheated. And, well, first I have certain values, but also because I hated it so much that I wouldn't want to do it to someone else.
Mm.
You know, it was just very painful.
Was that like your first love, too?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like... you know, you come here, you're on your own, you hope that you're hooking up with someone and you're having a great time and everything, and then they just turn around and go fuck around on you, you know. It's not a great feeling, you know. So I lost a lot of...
How'd you find out?
She told me. I mean, I realized she wasn't around as much, and, you know, and she was going out with this friend a lot, you know, a girlfriend of hers, and I started being suspicious and stuff. And then... I don't remember how it happened. I mean, I think I saw her being dropped off one day, and I finally said enough of that, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Not good idea when you're 17 to go through it, you know? Because it really scarred me for many years.
Yeah? Did you not date for a while?
I was always... Well, I was always... No, I did, but I was always jealous and insecure about the relationship and so forth, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I hate the feeling of jealousy. Doesn't that suck?
It really does, you know? I mean, it hits you in the stomach.
It's in the stomach. It's in the pit of your stomach, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It destroys you. It is such a gross feeling.
Yeah.
I had a boyfriend that I suspected that he was cheating on me, but he wasn't. But we were breaking up, and I know that there was a girl that he was already interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I went to go surprise him one night when we were still kind of on and off. And I saw him with her. And, I mean, all I needed to do was see them together.
Yeah.
And they weren't – they didn't do anything, but – it just broke me. I mean, we were already breaking up, but I was breaking up with him not because I didn't want to be with him, but because of other issues. I just felt like, you know, we weren't in the same place in life. And
right.
So emotionally, I still wanted to be there with him. So anyway, it just broke my heart, and I just, my stomach hurt. I couldn't eat, which was a great diet plan.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime I would think about it, it kind of drives, there's something about jealousy that can drive you crazy in your mind.
It really can.
In your mind, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you, you know, because it's like you kind of lose a sense of control, you know, because whereas you could, you know, let's say, for lack of a better word, manipulate them because you're in a relationship and everything. Suddenly you feel they're doing what they want, regardless of what you think, you know, and that's, I think it's a very, it like hits you in the stomach.
Yeah.
In the gut, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, I told myself after that, I'm like, I don't ever want to feel jealous again. I need to work on whatever I need to work on to never feel jealous.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not that you can control that much, but there is an element of feeding into it.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I remember for a while, I just didn't want to be attached to people because it was too painful, you know, to have to go through that.
Mm.
So you just go, you know, I don't trust people. I don't, you know, I'm not going to fall in love again and be vulnerable. And
aww.
Yeah. But, you know, but then we... But then we move on.
And then I moved on to my wife and then broke up with her, but then now I'm with my great wife, right? So everything worked out.
It worked out, yeah.
Yeah.
Worked out.
You're with a woman of gold. I don't think she'd ever, ever, ever in a million years.
No.
She is good.
Yeah, well, that's how you choose people. You know, you want to make sure that it is going to be someone who's not going to go and screw around behind your back and, you know, and will be there by you and... You know, it's not easy finding someone like that.
That's like my man friend in Texas. I feel like he would never, ever, ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Like people are like.
But you know, it's like I didn't realize how attached I am to her and everything. But now she's got a friend visiting from out of town, and they just been going out all day and all night, and I'm feeling like lonely. You know, I'm going, wow, this is like weird. You know.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
What are they? They've been doing fun stuff.
Like shopping. What else can they do? Two women alone.
Yeah, right. They're
in the big city.
Having fun, probably going to lunch. Yeah, more shopping, maybe the spa.
Yeah, shop their asses off, man.
Are they having so much fun?
Yeah. But, you know, that's what I mean, though. I feel kind of left out, you know?
That's really funny. You know, Texas guy, like, there's times when I'm really, like, chummy with my friends, and he's really good. He loves my friends, and they love him, so he can hang with us a little bit, but not all the girl time. But there's times when, if I'm getting a lot of attention or something, he's kind of left out. He'll start to pout a bit.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing too major, but I'll be like, it's kind of funny to me, actually.
Yeah. No, it's true, though. I mean, you know, if the situation was reversed, you might feel the same way, too, you know? And
yeah. Well, I've been around him in the past. We visited some of his friends and family up north, and, you know, he's in his world connecting with everybody. And, yeah, I feel like, you know, sometimes he wasn't tending to me enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a while ago. I'm supposed to go with him on this Sunday to his family's. They're having like a big barbecue football thing. You know I love that, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go to kind of just, you know, meet everybody again. Uh-huh. I know some of his family, but meet some more relatives and friends and then, you know, eat all the food.
Right. That's cool.
And, you know, try to play nice. Yeah. We'll see how he does with that. We'll see if he freaks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does he introduce you to the families? His girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
They all know about me. But here, I think some of them secretly don't like me, but they like me. Because we were together when I was 19 and he was 26.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Really young, right out of high school. And then I moved to Los Angeles and left him there.
Right.
I wanted him to move out with me. He never did, which was actually a good thing because it would have been a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on a real tumultuous road out here. But, you know, started getting feet, you know, growing up, basically, and trying to be in the most competitive industry in the whole entire planet, you know.
Right.
And all this happening, and he and I would talk, and then occasionally, you know, I'd fly out or he'd fly out to see me. And mm-hmm. that just went on for 4 years, actually, almost 5 years. And at that last year, we just kept breaking up because it just was so, so, so difficult, you know.
Yeah.
And he didn't have, you know, he wasn't ready to move out there and I wasn't ready to move back. It was just kind of like, just let's not do this. And it just wasn't a time to be, it just was not a time to be in a relationship, you
right,
know.
Yeah.
But it was, he had a lot of growing up to do and it kind of hit him in a hard place at that time because I wasn't available to him mm-hmm. when he was going through that. And his family saw him go through it, you know.
Right.
And
yeah.
They remember that, you know. But it wasn't my fault. And just I needed to live my life, and he needed to live his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he recognizes that. He acknowledges that it wouldn't have been a good time. And so now everything's different. And he's kind of like eased in and telling people that we're mm-hmm. Seeing each other again.
Okay.
And they're all very, very, very curious, but yet. I think cautious, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
So I'll be showing up on Sunday. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Okay, well, have a great trip. You know, enjoy yourself. I'm sure you will, leaving us all behind here. But we'll manage, and so will you. You'll have a lot of fun, I'm sure.
I'm going to have a lot of fun.
Don't think about us while you're there.
I will. Fajitas and margaritas, baby.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so Kara's going to be out till Monday. We'll probably have a couple of shows with guest hosts and stuff like that. So stay tuned and check us out every day. And we'll see you all whatever, tomorrow, next week. We haven't decided yet. So
we'll see you guys.
Have a great day and talk to you soon.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.